Evolve. Unit Quiz 10A.
Welcome to Living in the U.S. As the campaign against plastic continues and we all try to reduce our carbon footprint, our guest today, Tom Granger, has just opened a zero-waste store. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Alexis.
So, can you tell us, what is a zero-waste store?
Well, although we brand ourselves as zero-waste, we admit that it's virtually impossible to live completely waste-free. But by setting this as our goal, it pushes us not only to change the way we think about waste, but also make our customers think about it too.
So, what's different about your store?
First of all our customers bring their own containers. They choose what they want to buy. We're talking physical things like cereal, fruit, vegetables. Then we weigh the goods and subtract the weight of the container. It's much more cost-effective for the consumer.
And what has the reaction been like?
Very positive. People buy the exact quantities they need. For example, for a specific recipe, so there's no waste.
Are there any downsides?
People don't buy in bulk like they would in a supermarket, and it takes longer to serve everybody. But our goal is not to grow and become a supermarket. Our goal is to have happy customers who respect the environment like us. On average, our prices are cheaper than the supermarkets because of the cost of packaging, even though we don't sell nearly the volume they do.
Do you only sell foodstuffs?
No. We sell beauty products, shampoos, and cleaning products. People simply refill the same container again and again. Obviously, the consumer has to be prepared to shop like this, but we've had a positive response and plan to open a second location that will be bigger and food-based.
Thanks, Tom, and good luck.